ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning בעזרת השם, we have פרשת ויקהל and פרשת פקודי. This week we have busy שבת. We have two פרשיות and basically they're long פרשיות. And on top of them we have also פרשת פרה, also this week. So we have busy שבת coming up בעזרת השם יתברך. Maybe we'll start from the parasha and then we'll jump a little bit to parashat para, speak a little bit about the parashat para as well. We see here in the beginning of the parasha, Pasuk said, Vayakhel Moshe, et kol adat b'nei Israel v'yomer alehem, elle hadibarim asher tziva Adonai la'asot otam. The Mefarshim, they ask, said, Chaora, we didn't see anywhere else that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gathers Israel, he wants to teach them something. He didn't tell them, he didn't give them introduction. Ele hedibarim ashe tzva Adonai la'asot otam. What is this introduction? Ele hedibarim, these are the commandments, these are the words that Hashem is commanding that he should keep them. Chaura, Moshe Rabbeinu, he taught Am Israel, this is not the first time he's gathering Am Israel. He taught them all the time, the whole Torah he taught them. We never saw such an introduction before he gives them. He wants to tell them about the Mishkan. He jumps straight to the Mishkan, kechum etechem terum al Hashem, and that's it. You want to teach them also about Mizvah of Shabbat, like Rashi pointed out over here. Said, "Ele hadibarim asher tzva Hashem la'asot otam." Rashi tells us that "Tekdim lahem azharat Shabbat, azharat Shabbat letzvui melechet haMishkan, lomar sheino dochei ta Shabbat." You want to teach them that you're not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbat. I understand, but what is this introduction? "Ele hadibarim asher tzva Adonai la'asot otam." Chaora, Moshe Rabbeinu could have jumped straight. ויקל משה את כל עדת ישראל ויאמר עליהם ששת ימים תעשה מלאכה. לכאורה, this introduction is unneeded. And as I said, the Gemara learns from here, the Gemara מסכת שבת דף עין, the Gemara learns from here that אלה דברים, from here we learn that 39 מלאכות of שבת. How? The Gemara said the word אלה is גימטריה 36, and דברים, דברים is in plural, plural, that's מאות רבים שניים, that's another two. 36 plus 2 is 38. And doesn't say אלה דברים, אלה הדברים. The extra letter, the ה, is coming to add one more מלאכה. It means the total, we have 39 מלאכות on Shabbat. But, I understand that that's what the Gemara tells us, but we'll try to understand all this pasuk, as we said, Chaurat's extra here. We have to understand what is it coming to teach us. That's number one. And number two, Rashi, as I said, Rashi tells us here, Moshe Rabbeinu Hakdim Lahem Azharat Shabbat. He wants to tell Am Israel about Shabbat before he told them about the Mishkan. Why? Because he wants Bnei Israel to know that even though I'm commanding you to build the Mishkan, do not do it on Shabbat. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu has to tell them first Shabbat, and then he tells them about the Mishkan. The problem is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu what to do, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu in Parashat Terumah and Parashat Tetzaveh how to build the Mishkan. And after that, in Parashat Kitsa, last week's parasha, then he told them, "Ach Shabbatotai Shmoru Ki Oti Beinu Beinechem Mishamru Bein Israel Et HaShabbat." Then he told Moshe Rabbeinu about Melechet Shabbat. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first he commanded Moshe Rabbeinu about the Mishkan, and then about the Shabbat. Moshe Rabbeinu here, for some reason, he decided to switch the order. First, he told them about Shabbat. Therefore, before here, the whole parashat, Vayakhel Pekudei, is coming to tell them how Am Israel they built the Mishkan. But before he told them, "Kehom etechem terumah l'Hashem," he had introduction about Shabbat. Why Moshe Rabbeinu had to teach them the anyan of Shabbat before Belechet HaMishkan? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told them the opposite. And also, we have and here Moshe Rabbeinu, after he told them about the Shabbat, פסוק סד, ויאמר משה אל כל עדת בני ישראל לאמור, זה הדבר אשר צבא אדוני לאמור, כחו מאתיכם תרומה לאדוני, כל נדיבוי ביה תרומת השם. He told them after about the משכן. But what he told them, כחו מאתיכם, should take from you תרומה to build the משכן. What does mean כחו מאתיכם תרומה לשם? What is he coming to teach them? You have to take from you, but they shouldn't steal and bring it to the משכן. Is it needed to tell them such a mitzvah? What does mean kichum etechem? And really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Parashat Terumah, he didn't tell them kichum etechem. What he told them in Parashat Terumah, "Daber ben Israel veikhu li Terumah me'et kol ish asher daben elbo." Anyone who wants to donate, let him come and donate whatever you want to give. Here it says kichum etechem, should take from you. what it is coming to teach us. Also, we'll try to understand it, Bezrat Hashem Yitbarach. And later on, at the time that Am Yisrael, they were bringing the donation for the Mishkan, the Pasuk said, Vayabu'u kol ish asher nisa'o lebo, v'chol asher nadiva ruho oto, habi'u terumat Adonai, m'lechet o'al mu'ayed, l'chol avulatau, l'b'gdei ha'kodesh. Everyone that his heart is telling him to go to donate for the Mishkan, all the donations are coming 100% L'Hashem Shemayim, they're coming from them. And the Pasuk said, V'yabuha anashim ala anashim, kol nedib lev, hebi'u hach banezim, v'tabaat, v'chumaz, kol keli zahab. What is this? V'yabuha anashim ala anashim. What does mean ala anashim? So Rashi tells us here, ala anashim doesn't mean on top of the anashim, chas v'shalom. What does mean ala anashim? Rashi said, im anashim, usmukhin alayhim. That means the husband, he came together with the wife. What is this coming to teach us? What Rashi wants to tell us over here? The Pasuk. What's the lesson that the Torah is trying to teach us over here? That the husband came together with the wife. So we know it. It's a halakha, the Shulchan Aruch, that a wife is not supposed to donate without her husband's permission. So obviously when the Nashim, they want to come to donate toward the Mishkan, they need to bring their husband with them, that she shouldn't donate without their permission. Because kol mashe kanta isha kana ba'ala, everything belongs to the husband. So here, what's the Torah, what's the lesson here? The Torah wants to teach us that they came together. And for some reason, you see here also that they came together b'abuha anashim ala anashim. When they come, the man and the husband and the wife together, when they came to donate hach banezim v'tabaat v'chumaz kol keli zahab. Any kind of jewelry that they wanted to donate toward the Mishkan, they came, the husband and the wife together. However, when it comes, v'chol asher henif, v'chol ish asher henif tenufat zahab l'adonai. What does tenufat zahab means? Tenufat zahab, I don't know what this means. Shu yani tenufat zahab? Here, I was reading here, and the Ramban tells us, the Ramban said, tenufat zahab. כי יש מהם שהניפו תנופת זהב, כלומר זהב שבור או מטבעות. There are some that they did not have jewelry to donate toward the Mishkan. So what they brought? They brought broken jewelry, broken anything made out of gold, broken items that they have. What they gonna do with it? They brought it for the Mishkan. Or they brought coins for the Mishkan. Money, they brought donating money for the Mishkan. That's here what tenufat zahab means, broken gold. That's what the Ramban understood here. And for some reason here, when the Pasuk is telling us that when they came to donate broken gold, it doesn't say V'yabuha anashim ala anashim. It says V'chol ish asher henif tenufat zahab l'Hashem. So the question is, why when they donated the jewelry, hach banezim v'tabaat v'chumaz kol keli zahab, all kind of jewelry that they donated, they came, the husband and the wife together. However, when they came to donate broken gold, only the men came. How come they didn't bring their wives with them? That's also we have to understand what's the haluk over here. And as I told you before, that this week we have also Parashat Para, and we all know that Parashat Para that we read it, it's coming to be Metaher Am Yisrael. All the anyan of Para Adumat, it's coming to be Metaher Am Yisrael from Avonot. What kind of avonot the parah adumah is coming to be mechaper on? Simple understanding, someone who's tamimet, that's what it says in the Torah, someone tamimet, you have to sprinkle on him from efer parah adumah, and then he becomes tahor. Ve'ezah tahor ala tameh, b'yom shelishi, b'yom shebi'i, and then he becomes tahor. That's it, you have to follow the rules, and then he becomes tahor. But we'll come to the drashot, part of it now. Rashi tells us, after Rashi explained all the parasha al derech hapshat, at the end, in Pasuk Kaf Beit, Rashi tells us, Zehu perusha lefi mashma'otah v'helchoteha. What I just explained Rashi until now, is that he explained the simple understanding of the psukim. Umidrashak gadah ha'atakti miyisodo shir Rabbi Moshe Darshan. However, I saw Midrash Agada from Rabbi Moshe Darshan that he said, "Veikho elecha." What does "veikho elecha"? They should take to you, mishlahem, from their own. Why? Keshem shehem pirku nizmei zahab lahegel laigel mishlahem kach yabi uzu lechaparam mishlahem. Same way they donated for them for the aigel, they donated also to everyone. They took they took all the jewelry and they made the eagle with it. He also did the same thing. With Pariko Kol Ha'am, Nuzmei Zahab Asher Be'oznehem, and they brought to Aaron and made the eagle. So that's what Rashi tells us here. And he continues here. He said, Ve'yekho Alecha Parah Aduma. What's Parah Aduma? Rashi says, Mashal Leben Shefha Shetunnef Paltin Shel Melech. It's a mashal, little baby. He made the place dirty. אמרו תבוא אמו ותקנח הצועה. כך תבוא פרה אדומה ותכפר על עוון העגל. That's what Rashi tells us over here. That's the עניין of פרה אדומה, אז כמה תבואים מכפר על עוון העגל. Since that by עוון העגל, עם ישראל did עוון העגל, therefore we need to bring פרה אדומה, תבואים מכפר על עם ישראל. That means פרה, אז כמה תבואים מכפר על עוון העגל. That's what Rashi tells us from יסודו של רבי משה דרשן. Now we know by עוון העגל, the pasuk says in parashat kitsa beipol min ha'am beyom ahu kishloshet alfei ish. 3,000 people died because of the eagle. That's what the pasuk tells us over there. And we saw, I was reading in the Midrash Rabbah. The Midrash Rabbah tells us in parashat mishpatim, parashat lamed, siman zayin. The Midrash tells us here, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Amru Yisrael Lekadosh Baruch Hu, Harbe Dinei Mitzvot Yesh Kan, Ki Yignob Ish Shor Ose, Utbacho O Mecharo, Hamisha Bakar Yishalem Tachat Ashor, Ve'arba'a Tzon Tachat Ase. What's going on over here? So the Midrash tells us here, he said, Ki Yignob Ish Shor Ose, Lefi Shishor Ganabnu Ve'asinu Egel, Lefi Chach, Hamisha Bakar Shalemnu Tachtav. So because we did avon aigel, what's aigel? Aigel is the calf, the golden calf. This kibyachol is a shore. Was supposed to be shore, like the mfarshim they say that when they threw the piece inside the silver inside the gold, it was supposed to be shore. It was ali shore, ali shore. There was supposed to be shore, but for some reason aigel came out. Whatever the reason is. So here it said the Midrash tells us here that Am Yisrael, they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we did Avon Aigel, Kibichol, we stole and Ganabnu Shor. We stole a shore, we stole an ox. Where they steal the ox? We Ganabnu Shor, Ve'asinu Aigel. If it's Shor Ganabnu, Ve'asinu Aigel. Therefore, Hamisha Bakar Shilamnu Tahtav. What kind of Hamisha? What did we pay? What did it cost us Avon Aigel? The Midrash says here, שמתו תחתיו אבותינו במדבר. What's the connection? So here, in פירוש מהרזו, he tells us here, he said, כי יגנוב איש שור עושה, חמישה בקר ישלם תחת השור, וארבע עשון תחת השה. He said, שמתו תחתיו אבותינו. He says here, הנה מיתת אבותינו במדבר היה על חטא המרגלים. לכאורה, what's the מדרש telling us here, that אבותינו מתו במדבר, why did Am Yisrael die in the Midbar? Because of Chet Aigel or because of the Mraglim? Because of Avon the Mraglim. What's the Midrash telling us here that we, all of Am Yisrael, they died in the Midbar because of Avon Aigel? Not true. He says here, Ach ba'aigel katub biyom pokdi ufakati alayhim hatatam. Uba'on ashil miraglim nifra' mehim. Gam al Chet Aigel. Said that's what he tells us here, that by Avon המרקדים, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he punished them for עוון העגל. Because the pasuk said, וביום פוקדי ופקתי עליהם חטאתם. Every punishment that's coming to the world, there is something to be מכפר על עוון העגל. And he says here also, he said, גם חטא העגל גרם את חטא המרקדים. That's what he brings down over here. So that's the idea that he tells us here. And I saw also פירוש ידי משה here. He says, לכאורה, what's חמישה בקר? What's the five things that we paid? What is this Hamisha Bakar? What's the connection? If our fathers, they died in the Midbar, that's called Hamisha Bakar. Well, how do you get Hamisha from there? What's the connection? He says here, Pirush Yedei Moshe, he said, "Fichach Hamisha Bakar shelamnu, nara li ta'am lama kore ledor Midbar shemetu Hamisha Bakar, lefi shekatub gabayhu v'hamushim alu b'nei Yisrael Misraim, echad mehamisha." Therefore, he said, Hamisha Bakar, the Lashon Ofer al Lashon. That's what he says here. And the Maharzu, he also, his brother, Khawra, what's the connection over here? He said, Sarech Ayun, Lama Kol Lelam Bahamisha, Vitachin, Chekavanatol, Masha Amru, Masha Katub, Resh Parashat Nsabim, Atem Nsabim, Yon Kolechem, Rashechem, Shuptechem, Zuknechem, Vishotrechem, Kolish Israel. Let's say they have five divisions, the Pasuk, he divided Am Yisrael in two. Therefore, he said, Hamisha Bakar Shalamnu Tahat Ashur. Let's see what the Midrash Rabbah telling us here. However, I saw that Gaon Mevilna, he brings the different Pirush to explain what does mean that Am Yisrael, by Avon Aigel, said, Be'epol bin Am Be'yom Ahu Kishloshet Alfei Ish. What's this number exactly? 3,000 people. How did he get to this exact number? So he brings down in Kol Eliyahu in Parashat Kitsa, Gaon Mevilna. He quotes here the Midrash Rabbah in Megillat Kohelet, Parashat Zayin, Pasuk Kaf Hayet. Pasuk says over there. It said, Adam Echad Me'elef Matzati, Ve'isha Bechol Ele Lo Matzati. What is this? He says here in the Midrash Rabbah, he says, Benohak Shubba Olam, Elef Bene Adam Nechnasim Lemikra, Yotzin Mehen Me'a Lemishna. So 1,000 people they go to learn Mikra, and only 100 of them they are worthy to sit down and learn Mishnayot. And those, the 100 that they went to learn Mishnayot, Yotzin Mehen Asara Talmud. Only 10 of them they come out that are worthy to learn Talmud. And all that these 10, they go also to learn. Yosem hein ahad lehora. Adav dekhtim, Adam ahad me'elef matzati. Yeah, that's what it says over here. Ve'isha bechol ele lo matzati. What isha bechol ele? Elu neshe medbar. Neshe medbar, the woman, by Avon Aigel, did not have any share with Avon Aigel. And Farshim, they say, said, Ve'isha bechol ele lo matzati. What's Isha Bechol Ele? Ele, what's Ele? Said, when Am Israel said, Ele Elohecha Israel, said, Isha Ahad Bechol Ele, lo matzati. I did not find it. It means all the Nashim, all the women in the Midbar by Avon Aigel, all of them, they were Kedoshim, they were Tehorim. So you see from here that how many people they did Avon Aigel. And the Shir continues also, it says here that Ahad Me'elef Matzati. What's Adam Ahad Me'elef Matzati? It means one out of 1,000 people they did Avon Aigel. V'isha Bechol Ele Elohecha Israel lo Matzati. It means one out of 1,000 they did Avon Aigel. How many people Am Israel they were in the Midbar? 600,000 Ragli. 600,000. One out of 1,000 they sinned by Avon Aigel. It means 600 people. 600 people sinned. Ooh, if only 600 people sinned, how come they were punished? 3,000 people died. Well, Chawra, what is this punishment? We know all Middotav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mishnah Masechet Sotah tells us, the Fhayat, the Mishnah says over there, that B'midda She'adam Moded, Bah Modedim Lo. Same way that Sotah, she was preparing herself to do the Abira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu embarrasses her. And everything, Middah Kenei Middah. Shimshon Hata Be'inav, Lefikha Nkiru Pelishtim Tenav. So on the Mishnah, the Maricha over there, everything goes Middah Kenei Middah. And here, since that only 600 people of Am Yisrael descend by Avon Aigel, how come they were punished that the 3,000 people died? However, I saw the Midrash. There is a midrash over here in Parashat Kitsa, Midrash Rabbah, Parashah Membet, Siman He. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech red ki shehet amecha. You should go down because your nation sinned. Amar Be'abin Dabar Acher, Amar Be'abin, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Al li yara alecha al she amarti lecha lech red. Why? Don't feel bad that I told you, go down. And the Hakim will tell us, what does mean go down? You should go down from your position. You're not manhig anymore. Why? Because your nation, they're not around. They sinned now. So don't feel bad about this. Why? Sharei pa'amayim v'shalosh pa'amim ki b'yachol yaradti min ha'shamayim la'ares b'shbil lirot b'kalkalat ha'biriyot. You're not the only guy. You're going down here to check, to see Am Yisrael descend. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, it happened to me. I went down a few times and I saw my people on earth, they're sinning. Where? Said, Shneimar, Vayered Adonai lerot et ha'ir ve'et ha'magdal asher banu b'nei ha'adam. He went down and he saw them, they built the door of Pelaga. Haban lerida v'nebela sham sifatam. Erdena v'ere kisa'akata ba'ela b'en shesedom. A few times. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he came down here and he saw Am Yisrael sin. So don't feel bad about it. אף אתה לחרד, דיו לעבד להיות שווה לכונו. That's enough. כיוון שראה, המדרש קונטיניוס, כיוון שראה משה כן, אמר אין סליחה, משה רבנו, he told her, okay, the sin, I understand, the dead, there's no forgiveness in front of you, רבנו של העולם. ידע הקדוש ברוך הוא מה בלבו של משה, וקרא אותו לפייסו. He called him up, he told him, okay, I'll explain to you. אמר, לא אמרתי לך עד שאתה בסנה מה שעתידין לעשות שנאמר, ויאמר אדוני, ראו ראיתי את עוני עמי אשר במצרים. השם told משה רבנו, didn't I tell you the first time I spoke to you on the burning bush? That ראו ראיתי את עוני עמי אשר במצרים. What's the double language, ראו ראיתי? אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה, אתה רואה ראייה אחת, ואני רואה שתי ראיות. You're looking at one thing, but I saw that they're doing two things. רואה אתה אותם באים לסיני ומקבלים תורתי. Back then, by the burning bush, you saw, you prophesized that Am Yisrael, they're going to come to the Har Sinai to accept the Torah. That's what you saw. ואני רואה אותם שאחר כך, שאחר שאבו לסיני לתן להם את התורה, ואני חוזר למקום שלי, שהם מתבוננים בו, ושומטים אחד מהם ומכעסים אותי בו. That means, after I revealed my Shekhinah to Am Yisrael by Matan Torah, and after this, I went back to my place, Bashamayim, and Am Yisrael, כביכול, they were looking. They were looking, ראתה שפחה על הים, מה שלא ראה יחזקאל בן בוזי. That's by קריאת ים סוף. כל שכן במעמד הר סיני, עם ישראל, אתם ראיתם אשר עשיתי למצרים, ועשה אתכם על כבי נשרים. That מעמד הר סיני, עם ישראל, they never forget. Why? Because they saw, כביכול, what's going on up there. And they saw what I have up there. They saw that I have דמות שור by כסא כבוד. The image of the ox by Kisei Kabod, and they stole it Kibyakol from me. That's what Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu. V'ani chuzer l'makom sheli, shehen mitbonenim bo, at the time that I'm going back to my place, they were looking, they're staring, and v'shomtin echad mehen u'machesin oti bo. They took one of the images I have on top, and with that image, they did Abudah Zara, they did the Aigel, and they got me angry. Shneimar, ufne shor mehassemo le'arba'atam. There is the image of the ox up there in the Shamayim. That's Nabi Hezkel said. Ve'em mechosim oti bo. Shneimar, ve'yamiru et kibudam betabdin shor ochel esem. Therefore, says Ra'o Ra'iti. I saw two things. So you see here clearly from the Midrash that Am Yisrael kibyachol, they stole the image of the shor up there in the Shamayim. Ooh. Now with this comes the Gaon Mevilna and he tells us, since that Am Yisrael, they stole the image of the shore which was in Bashamayim, and the Pasuk tells us, Ki yignob ish shor oseh utbaho o micharo hamsha bakar shalem tahat ashor ve'arba'son tahat oseh. Said, if someone stole an ox and he shechted it, hamsha bakar, he has to pay five times. That knas, the Torah was koneset oto, five times he has to pay more. So Gaon Mevilna said, since that Am Yisrael, we stole the ox from the Shamayim, what's the punishment? Hamisha Bakar, five times. How many people sinned by Avon Aigel? Ehad me'elef, Adam ehad me'elef masati. One out of thousand, they sinned by Avon Aigel. 600,000, one out of thousand from that amount, that's 600 people. 600 people, they have to pay five times more. Hamisha Bakar, shalem tahat ashor. Why? Because they stole, kibyachol, the image of the shore. Five times 600 is how much? 3,000, that's the exact number. Therefore, the Pasuk says, "Pol ben Am b'yom ahu k'shloshet alfeish." That's the calculation that Gaon Mevilna he does. Beautiful, beautiful how he put everything together. Once I was giving that drasha of the Gaon Mevilna, someone asked me, he says, if that's the case, how can the Pasuk said, "Pol ben Am b'yom ahu k'shloshet alfeish"? Approximately 3,000. Why approximately? If Adam had 1,000, what's exactly? 600 people sinned, times 5, Hamisha Bakar Shalem Tahad Ashor, exactly 3,000. Why the Pasuk says, Kish Loshet Alfeish? About 3,000. Why about? Exactly, that's a Shi'ur. Someone asked me that question. I don't know, Kadosh Baruch Hu put in my mind to answer him straight on the spot. I told him, who told you that 600 people sinned? Adam I had me'elif matzati. So Adam I have me'elif. One out of thousand. So So over there, how many people they left Mitzrayim? The pasuk says, "Ve'yisgu ben Yisrael miramis sukkota k'shesh meot elef ragli." It doesn't say 600,000. It said approximately 600,000. So it's if you say over there, "K'shesh meot elef ragli," here it says "K'shloshet alfeish." That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu put that answer in my mind. But that's the pirush that the Gaon Mivilna tells us. He does this calculation. However, we could explain the whole thing by the Hashem in a different way. Because we have the Midrash Rabbah in Parashat Vayikra, Parashat Beit Siman Aleph. The Midrash quotes the same exact pasuk that we just spoke about. Adam Ehad Me'elef Matzati Ve'isha Bechol Ele Lo Matzati. And he explains it a little bit in a different way. He says here, Dabar Acher, Adam Ehad Me'elef Matzati Ze Moshe. This Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the only one that he was with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. באישה בכל אלה לא מצאתי, אלו נשי דור המדבר. רבי אומר, נשי דור המדבר כשירות היו, וכיוון ששמעו שהן אסורות לבעליהן, מיד נעלו דלתותיהן. That what he told us here, he said, נשי מדבר, they were all כשירות, since that none of them sent by Avon Eagle, we just read before. Okay? Here, what happened here? After they saw that they are not allowed to be with their husband, so what they did? Na'alu d'lotahin, they didn't touch their husband anymore. That's what the Midrash tells us here. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael beyoker omdim li. They cost me a lot of Yisrael. What does it mean? Rabbi Abba, Bar Kahana Amar, Ilu bukesh par'o mishkal kol ehad v'ehad m'Yisrael abarim tovot u'margaliyot, lo hayiti noten lo. If par'o would have asked me to give the value of every single Jew from gold and precious stones, I would have given them. Bahalo, Amar Bitzhak, Bahalo Bidamim Nitalan Mishpahot Mishpahot Shel Kinim, Mishpahot Shel Arab. En lo damim, heve beyoker Yisrael omdim li. That's what Drash continues over here. But the idea here that Midrash told us now, is that given Shem'u Shein Asurot Lebalehin, Miyad Na'alu Daltotehin. The question is, what does mean kivan shishamu shehen asurot lebalehin? When at the time that they heard that they're not allowed to be with their husband, therefore na'alu d'lototehin. Who said they're not allowed to be with their husband? What happened? What happened here? All of a sudden now the pasuk here is talking about what? The pasuk is talking about Avon Aigel. Adam ehad me'elef matzati said. זה משה רבנו, ואישה בכל אלה לא מצאתי, אלו נשי מדבר, that they never sent by Avon Eagle. So לכאורה, what does this have to do? כיוון ששמעו שהן אסורות לבעליהן, what they hear? שמעו שהן אסורות לבעליהן, so I saw here the Maharzu, כיוון ששמעו שהן אסורות לבעליהן, it's נדחק here the Maharzu, he said, עוד עניין שני, כששמעו משה פרשת נדות ויולדות וזבות ועריות שאנשים חטאו ובכו למשפחותם, אז קבלו עליהם. So, לכאורה, he jumped, going out of context here. So, לכאורה, what do you hear over here? What do you hear, the נשות ישראל? They heard that they're אסורות לבעליהם. What happened? The מתנות כהונה, he says here, he said, שהן אסורות לבעליהן, why they're not allowed to be with their husband? Pirush she'abdu abuda zara v'ishtahavu la'aigil. Their husband, they bowed down to abuda zara and they worshipped the aigil. V'inashim lo ishtahavu, d'chtib ishtah b'chol elele, lo matzati. V'darshu hazal b'ele elohecha Yisrael, lo numsawa anashim. That's what we just explained. But l'chaura said, because their husband, they did abuda zara, therefore, they heard that they're not allowed to be with them. Why not? What's the connection? Did it Abuda Zara? Shikivan she'abdu Abuda Zara v'ishtahavu la'aygel v'nashim lo ishtahavu. Therefore what? Therefore they're asurin l'baleyin? I was reading and I saw the Meshech Chokhmah in Parashat Kitsa. He tries to answer that question. Said, kivan shamu shein asurot l'baleyin. What did they hear? What happened that they are asurot l'baleyin? What happened now? So he quotes here the Midrash Rabbah in Parashat Naso. פרשה זין סימן א', המדרש says here, כיוון שבאו ישראל למדבר סיני, before that a little bit, he says here, the מדרש says here, כיצד שבשעה שיעשו ישראל ממצרים, היו כל רובן בעלי מומין. everyone has something else, blemish. Am Israel, all of them, something wrong with them. Why? Lama, mepenei sheayu yegi'im batit ubelebenim ve'olim lerosh ha'binyan. The Parao used to make them work hard. Umi shehu bone. ומי שהוא בונה על ידי שהיו עולים לראשי הדימוסין או האבן נופלת וקוטעת את ידו. או הקורה או הטיט נכנס בעיניו והוא נשמע. והיו בעלי מומין. Each one, they used to work hard by Parao. Each one used to carry the heavy load, used to fall on him, break his leg. Break his leg or break his arm. Something happened to him. Or all the teeth and all the ba'avada kasha, b'homer, b'benim, kol avada basadeh. And it used to go, all the dust used to go in their eyes. They are so mean, they are ba'alim umin, they are kata'im, and all kind of things. So he said, all Am Israel, they were ba'alim umin. Kivan shebao limit bar Sinai, amar ha'elohim, k'achu kibuda shel Torah, she'eten ota lidor ba'alim umin. Am I going to give the Torah to such people? ואם אמתין עד שיעמדו אחרים, if I'm gonna wait until their children, they're gonna grow up and they're gonna be all 100%, הרי אני משהה במתן תורה. I don't want to delay מתן תורה. So מה עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא? אמר למלאכים שירדו אצל ישראל וירפאו אותן. ותדע עליך שכן, you should know that that's what happened. The מלאכים came and they cured each and every Jew. אמר ביהודה, אמר בסימון, מניין שלא היה בהן חגרין, שנאמר, והתייצבו בתחתית ההר. All of them, they stood up right next to הר סיני. If someone doesn't have legs, they cannot stand up. ואין צב אלא על רגליו, שנאמר, כל אשר דבר וכו'. אין נצב אלא על רגליו, לא נצב, והתייצבו בתחתית ההר. ומניין שלא היה בהן גדמין, how do you know that none of them is missing any of their arms? שנאמר, כל אשר דבר השם נעשה. נעשה. We're going to do. How are we going to do if the person doesn't have hands? Obviously, they did have hands. ומניין שלא היה בהן חירשים, שנאמר, כל אשר דבר השם נעשה ונשמע. We're going to hear. ומניין שלא היה בהן סומין, שנאמר, וכל העם רואים את הקולות. ומניין שלא היה בהן אלימים, שנאמר, ויענו כל העם ויאמרו. נמצא את האומר, שהרי נתרפאו כולם. ואם אין אתה למד מכאן, יש לך ללמוד במקום אחר. שנאמר, כל המחלה ששמתי במצרים לא אשים עליך, הרי לך שנתרפו. You see from here that הקדוש ברוך הוא, he cured each and every Jew before he gave them the Torah. However, the Midrash continues, אבל כיוון שעשו אותו מעשה של העגל, חזרו למומן. Once עם ישראל did עוון העגל, they went back to the way they used to be before מתן תורה. Each one was missing his arm, missing his leg. He was blind. They went back to their early stage. And this is not enough. Ela, more punishment came to them. V'ne'asu zabin u'mtsura'in. All of those who worshipped the Igel, they became zabim and mitzura'in. They were all tzara'at. They had leprosy on them, spread out in their body. Sheken Moshe roe otan shneimar, v'yar Moshe et ha'am ki faru'ahu. כי פרעו אהרון לשמצה בקמהם. Last week פרשה. What does mean כי פרוע הוא? He said, ואין פרוע, אלא מצורע. שנאמר, והצרוע אשר בו הנגע בגדיו יהיו פירומים, וראשו יהיה פרוע, ועד שפם יעטה ותמי תמי יקרא. He said, פרוע, ויר משה טעם כי פרוע הוא? He saw צרעת, spread out in all their body. אמר האלוהים למשה, עד שלא עשיתם את המשכן, הייתי מגלגל בדברים, והיו עזבים ומצורעים מעורבים עמכם. עכשיו שעשית את המשכן, ואני משרי שכינתי ביניהם. הפרישו אותן מכם, therefore the פסוק said, וישלחו מן המחנה כל צרוע וכל זב וכל תמל לנפש. בשביל מה? ולא יתמאו את מחניהם, אשר אני שוכן בתוכם. And once עם ישראל, they built the משכן, again, by מתן תורה, all עם ישראל, they were cured. When they did עבון העגל, they went back to the early stage with their mumin. And not only this, they became zabim, they became tzura'im. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu saw them. And after they built the Mishkan, Kadosh Baruch Hu told them, I don't want those who had tzara'at, who had leprosy, who had mumin, to stay here inside the Mahane Shechina. Therefore, וישלחו מן המחנה כל צרוע וכל זב וכל טמא לנפש, all of them should be kicked out of the three מחנות. Therefore, that's here what the Midrash Rabbah is telling us here. So the Meshech Chochmah continues after this Midrash. After he quotes this Midrash, he said, now we see from this midrash that Am Yisrael, once they did Avon Aigel, they became Zabim and Mitzoraim. And we have the Gemara tell us Masechet Moed Katan. The Gemara tells us over there, Daf Zayin Amud Bet. The Gemara says, brings down the Breita. V'hatanya v'yashab mihutz li'aholo shabat yamim. What does the pasuk mean? The pasuk is talking about Mitzora. The Mitzora has to sit outside the camp for 7 days. What does mihutz li'aholo? Why the Torah didn't say mihutz li'aholo? I don't know. The v'yashab mihutz li'mahane. What's mihutz li'aholo? The Gemara says here, she'iye asur b'tashmish amita. Ki in aholo illa ashto. Sh'ne'emar lechemor lahem shubu lachem li'aholechem. Said, from here you see that Metzorah is Asur B'Tashmish Amita. He said, oh, now we understand the first Midrash we said, that Adam Ehad Me'elef Matzati B'Yishab Echol Ele Lo Matzati, what's Yishab Echol Ele? Elu Nishayim Medbar, that they were all Kishirot, and once they heard that they're not allowed to be with their husband, Na'alu L'Toh Tehim. Who told them they're not allowed to be with their husband? What happened? We told you that the Maharzu, Matenutki, and other trying to get Hakim because they did Avodah Zarah. So what? They did Avodah Zarah. They're not allowed to be with their husband. Ella, now here, it's once they did Avon Aigel, their husband, they became Mitzoraim. And Mitzora Asur B'Tashmi Shemitah. Therefore, Kivan Shem'u Shein Asurot Leba'alehen. That's here what the Gemara said. That's how the Meshech Chokhmah explained this Midrash. We have here, we told you a long time ago that there's the Hatam Sofer. He tells us here in Torah Moshe, Daf Kuf Chaf Chet Amud Bet, right at the beginning of Parashat Tiruma. He's Ma'arich over here, maybe we'll get to our point. Be'ezrat Hashem. He tells us here, he says, by Terumat the Mishkan, when Am Yisrael they donated toward the Mishkan, he said, we see two different groups they came to donate toward the Mishkan. It's Ma'arich over here, but we'll get to our point, Be'ezrat Hashem. He said, V'hene otan shehat'u upirku tachshite nesheim la'aygel, otam lo haya lahem nezamim v'tachshitim l'mlechet ha'mishkan. Those who gave their jewelry to make the aygel, when the Am Yisrael they came, Kadosh Baruch Hu told them, you have to build the Mishkan. Kihum etechem terumah Hashem, each one should bring us terumot. They didn't have any more jewelry. Why? Because they gave all of it for the Aigel. So what did they come to give here in the Mishkan? They also, they need kapara. The Mishkan was mechaper on Avon Aigel. They have to build it. Same way over there, they donated money for the Aigel. Here you have to donate money to build house for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So they have to donate something for the Mishkan. What are they gonna bring? They brought broken pieces of gold that they had. They are the ones who brought the Tenufat Zahab. So he says here, those who came voluntarily to donate toward the Mishkan, it means all the tzaddikim that they did not give anything for the Aigel, hem hebiu tachshitei neshehem. Behind the parashat ve'yakel, kol nedib leb, shelo srachu lekapara, vehebiu medendbat lebam. They are the ones, they brought hach v'nezem v'tabad v'chumat kol keli zahab. However, those who sent by Avon Aigel and they gave all their jewelry for the Aigel, for the Mishkan, they didn't have any more jewelry. They came, וכל איש שהניף תנופת זהב להשם. פירש הרמב"ן, זהב שבור שאינו כלים. היינו, אותם שלא היה להם כלים, כי נתנו לעיגל. Those who donated their jewelry for the Aigel, they came here, they brought whatever they have leftovers, they brought it for the Mishkan. But the ones that they came to donate willingly for the Mishkan, they came to donate, and those are the ones who did not sin by Avon Aigel. They are the ones who brought all kind of jewelry for the Mishkan. That's here what the Ramban is telling us. Based on this, now we could understand the pasuk we asked before. V'yaboha anashim al anashim. We said, what does mean anashim al anashim? They came, the men and the woman together, husband and wife, they came together. Said, who said they are allowed to be together? We just told you, the Meshech Chokhmah explained, after they did Avon Aigel, they're not allowed to be together. Why? Because they became Zabim and Mitzoraim, and Mitzorah Asur B'Tashmish Amitah. So how come the Pasuk of Yabuha Anashim Al Nashim? We said, who? What did they bring? continue one more line. Ve'abu anashim anashim. The husband came together with the wife. What they brought? Kol nedib leb. They are the ones that they never sinned by Avon Aigel. Those who came, husband and wife, they brought actual jewelry. Hebi uhah banezem v'tabat v'chumas kol keli zahav. Why? Because they did not give anything for the Aigel. They have such a jewelry. They came to donate it for the Mishkan. Those people who said they had Sara'at. The Sara'at came only to those who did Avon Aigel. And they are the ones that are assured to be with their husband. But here, those the pasuk is explaining who came together with his wife. Kol nedib leb. Anyone who came to donate willingly, not to have kapara. Because here, the Hatan Sofer, where I just in the beginning of Parashat Terma, I just read you, he says here the Gemara tells us, and the Gemara in Yerushalayim, he said, "Hein nikra velo nibaat." How could it be we're gonna read the psukim and we're not gonna be shivering? We're not gonna be scared. Why? Because you see, for the Aigel, the pasuk said, "Vitparku kol ha'am et nizmei zehav asher be'oznehem." Everyone came to donate for the Aigel. When it came to the Mishkan, kol nedib leb hebiu terumat Hashem. Anyone who is willing to voluntary to come to donate, they came. The Chaura, the Gemara in Yerushalmi said, the Chaura, what's going on over here? For the Aigel, everyone donate. For the Mishkan, only few. Hatam Sofer said, Rosei ani zakot et Israel. He said, no, those who sinned with the Aigel, for sure, they came to donate for the Mishkan. That is their kapara. The Torah didn't, needless to say, that they came to donate for the Mishkan. Why? Because since that they sinned by the Aigel, for sure they came to donate for the Mishkan. But not only those who sinned by the Aigel, they donated for the Mishkan. Also those who did not sin for the Aigel, they came also to donate for the Mishkan. That's how he wants to be Mezakeh Israel. But whatever it is, here when the Pasuk said, Ve'abu anashim, al nashim, they came the husband and wife together, they are the ones who are nedib leb. And they brought actual pieces of jewelry, not broken, actual ones. Why? Because they still have it. They didn't donate anything for the Aigel. Them, they have no problem. They did not have Sara'at. They are allowed to be together. However, b'chol ish asher heniv tenufat zahab li'Hashem. What's tenufat zahab? Ramban told us. Broken, zahab shavur. Who are these people that brought zahab shavur for the Mishkan? They are the ones who donated all their jewelry for the Aigel. They didn't have anything to donate over there. They brought for the Mishkan broken gold. They are the ones that they had Sara'at. And they're not allowed to be with their wives. Therefore, the pasuk bechol ish asher heniv tenufat zahav. Where's his wife? He's not allowed to be with them. Therefore, only by himself. In the beginning, the Torah said, "Ve'abuha anashim al nashim together." They are the ones who did not sin by Avon Aigel. And I was reading also the Zohar Kadosh. He tells us here in Parashat Vayikel, the Kuf Tzadik Amud Alef. He said, "El male ha'hu arbubiya dithabaru behu beYisrael." Said, if it wasn't that the Arab Rab, they came out of Mitzrayim together with Israel, Am Israel, they would never have sinned with Avon Aigel. What does it say in the beginning? Before Avon Aigel, no, not Kihum Etechem, the Pasuk said, Me'et kol ish asher deben lebot akhut terumatin. Parashat Terumah says, Me'et kol ish asher deben lebot akhut terumatin. From every person who wants to donate for the Mishkan, take donation from him. What does it mean, Me'et kol ish asher deben lebot? Anyone, every single person who wants to donate for the Mishkan, no problem, he could donate. What does it mean, everyone? Zohar says here, Le'echlala kola. It's coming to include everyone, including the Arab Rab. Even the Arab Rab, if they want to donate for the Mishkan, no problem. Arab Rab, if they want to donate for the Mishkan, le'achlala kola. So even them, they are allowed to donate for the Mishkan. Why? Begin de ba'a kutcha berichu le'abad obada de mishkena mkol tzrin, b'moha u'klipa. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to build the Mishkan from all different kind, from all different levels of people. The tzaddikim ones from Am Israel, that the moha, the juicy people, the good people, and the klipot, which is the Arab Ra. From all of them, we want to bring Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to build the Mishkan from all kind of levels of Am Israel. Ubgin they have known Arab Rabbi Gavayu, since that Arab Rabbi they were among them. נאמר, מעט כל איש אשר דבן לבו, לכלל אלון בני יהודי ישראל, דנון מוחה, וכל הוא התפקדו. So therefore, the pasuk said, "Me'et kol ish asher davin lebo." Who's kol ish, including the Arab Rab? Let's see what the Zohar said. That was in the beginning before they did Avon Aigel. Lebatar, after when they did Avon Aigel, sata zina lezina. Each alach zarzir esel aureb, like they say. Each kind went. Each person he went to its kind. That means what? Ve'atu nun Arab Rab ve'abadu ya'tagla. They are the ones, the Arab Rab, they built the Aigel. Visatu abbatrayhu innun demitu. And they caused some from Am Israel to sin as well with the Aigel. Who are these ones that they sinned with the Aigel? The ones that they died, and the ones that they became Mitzuraim, and all the ones that they did. The Pasuk Rashi told us in the Parashat Kitsa, he said they were punished three different types of mitot. So those who did the Abudah Zarah, the Be'udan to the Aigel, Behatra'a and Be'edim, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Abru Bashum Shar Bashar, Ve'ergu Ishet Ahi, Ve'ishet Re'eu, Ve'ishet Kerobo. He killed all of them. The punishment of Abudah Zarah, usually it's Kila. However, if you have Ira and Dahat, it's also Besaif, exactly. Why? Because if you have more than one person, if you have a group of people, their punishment is Besaif. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Abru Bashurum Shar Ve'ergu Ishet Ahi, Ve'ishet Re'eu, Ve'ishet Kerobo. Those are the ones that did Be'edim Behatra'a. And the ones that they sinned and they don't have any witnesses on them, said he made them ve'yizer apenei mayim ve'yashket be'Israel. He made them drink like sotot. And the ones that they were happy in their heart, the pasuk said that they worshipped the eagle in their heart. Pasuk said ve'go feshem ta'am al asher asu ta'igel asher asa Aaron. That they were punished three different punishments. But who caused all this? The Arab Rab, they are the ones who started. And they dragged after them. They caused Ben Israel to die magifa, and when they killed them, after they did this problem of the Aigel, Amar Kutcha Berichu, Mekan Ulhala, Obadad Mishkina, Laihe, Ella Mistride Israel Belhudayo. From now on, after I saw the Arab Rab, what they did to Am Israel, now I wanted to build the Mishkan only from Am Israel. I don't want you to bring any of the Arab Rab with you, only Am Israel. Therefore, the Pasuk said, Miyad, Ve'yakel Moshe, Kol Adat B'nei Israel, Ve'yomar Alehem, Uchtib Batre, Yehu Me'etechem Terumah Lashem. Me'etechem Vaday, Ve'laket Be'ekad Mita, Uchtib Me'et Kol Ish Asher Deben Elbo. Now he told them, after he did Avon Aigel, now I don't want any more nedabot from the Arab Rab, only from you. Therefore, there's difference over here. here the Pasuk said, Kehum etechem terumah l'shem, because after the Arab Rab, after Avon Aigel, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, no, now we want to bring only from Am Israel. We don't want to bring any more from the Arab Rab. And we asked in the beginning, yet how come Moshe Rabbeinu he switched the order? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan first, Terumat Tesaveh, and then Parashat Kitsa, he told him about Shabbat, how come here Moshe Rabbeinu he flipped the order? And first he told him about Shabbat, and then about Avon Aigel. That's, we have to explain that we have the Gemara. Masechet Shabbat told us Kuf Yud Chet, the Gemara says over there, that any person who keeps Shabbat, kol ha-shomer Shabbat ki el-chata, afilu haya obed avodah zara kidor enosh, muhalim lo. If some, any person who keeps Shabbat 100% ki el-chata, even if he was obed avodah zara like dor enosh, as hu hal l'kro b'shem Hashem, even such a person, muhalim lo, they forgive him. How do you know this? The Gemara brings a pasuk. Shneimar, Ashrei enosh ya'aseh zot, uben adam ya'hazik ba, shomer Shabbat mehalelo, v'shomer nefshom me'asot kora. Ashrei enosh ya'aseh zot, even if someone was like enosh, enosh himself, he was one of the he made a mistake, was doing Avodah Zarah. even though enosh himself, he didn't start to worship Abudah Zarah, believing that Abudah Zarah, this is the God, Hasb Shalom. Ella, he thought, has wuhal kro b'shem Hashem, he thought that it's not kabod for us, human being, to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to pray for the Mishim b'shamayim, Shemesh, Yareyach, Kochabim. They are closer, kibyachol, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they pray. Yeah, and then with the time, what happened with the time that all people they started to get mixed up and they started worshiping. So here the Gemara tells us Masechet Shabbat, any person who shomer Shabbat ki ilchata, even if he was avodah zarah k'dor enosh, they forgive him. And we have the famous Turei Zahav. He tells us in the beginning of Hilchot Shabbat, the Resh Mem Beit, he tells us over there, the first Turei Zahav in Hilchot Shabbat, he says over there, he brings that Gemara, any person who keeps Shabbat ki ilchata, even if he was avodah zarah, muhalin lo. He asked a very simple question. He said, that person who was doing avodah zarah, and now he's keeping Shabbat, they forgive him all his sins. Is he still worshipping avodah zarah, or he stopped worshipping avodah zarah? If he's still worshipping avodah zarah, was it going to help him to keep Shabbat? A person is keeping Shabbat and doing avodah zarah at the same time. They're going to forgive him? Chas v'shalom. And if he already did teshuvah, he's not doing avodah zarah anymore. So what's the hadush? What's the hadush? And the hadavar amad b'fnei teshuvah. Teshuvah, he did teshuvah, everything's mechaper. And he brings down the Gemara Masechet Yom Adaf Pevav. The Gemara says over there that there are different levels of avirot. There is a person is ober al mitzvat aseh. What's his teshuvah? He does teshuvah, sincere teshuvah, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu forgives him on the spot. The Gemara says, "Inu zaz misham hat shemuhalim lo." That's if the person he was ober al avirat aseh, mitzvat aseh. If the person was ober al lota aseh, said he has to do sincere teshuvah and is not forgiven yet, Yom Kippurim mechaper. If he was aware al kirito to mitot beddin, he needs sincere teshuvah, he needs Yom Kippurim, and still is not mitchaper until Yisurin mechaper lo. And if he did abirah of Hillul Hashem, top of the list, Hillul Hashem, then he needs sincere teshuvah, he needs Yom Kippurim, he needs Yisurim, and still is not mitchaper until the day he dies. Shneimar v'chaper ad matu'amu. That's what the Gemara says over there. So there comes the Turei Zahav, Hatazi tells us here, he says, listen, here the person, he was Abed Abudah Zara. Now he did Teshuvah. Abudah Zara is Kiritot Mitot Beddin. This is Hayab Skila for Abudah Zara. So what is Teshuvah? So Teshuvah and Yom Kippurim and Yisurin. So the Hadush of that Gemara, that any person who keeps Shabbat, Muhalim lo, even if it was Abed Abudah Zara, it means for sure the person is not Abed Abudah Zara anymore. He did Teshuvah on it. But Teshuvah alone is not enough. He needs Yisurin. Instead of the Yisurim, if you're going to be Ma'anik Shabbat, and Nuk Shabbat is going to be Mechaper instead of the Yisurim. That's the Hadush of the Gemara. So that's what he says. So you see the Ma'ala of Shabbat, instead of Chas v'Shalom, a person has to accept upon himself Yisurim, he keeps Shabbat, he eats Se'olot Shabbat, he's Mata'anik on Shabbat, that is Yisurim, that is Kapara. That's Kapara. It's a beautiful thing that we have on Shabbat. That Shabbat, Likrat Shabbat, Likuvin Elecha, Kiim Yikor Berecha. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu here, this parashat Ve'yekel, like Zohar HaKadosh tells us, here is this parashat was said after Avon Aigel. After Avon Aigel, therefore, the Pasuk said, Kehum Etechem, I don't want Erev Rab anymore. Why? Because they caused my kids to sin by Avon Aigel. Now, after Avon Aigel, Kadosh Baruch Hu Ve'yekel, Moshe Kol Adat B'nei Israel, Kehum Etechem, I don't want Erev Rab anymore. Only from you. That means Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Am Israel, now you, Am Israel, you have to do teshuvah now. What's your teshuvah? If someone was Abed Abudah Zara, what is teshuvah? You need Yisurim. Instead of Yisurim, Shabbat. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu here, he told them about the Anyan of Shabbat, he told them you have to keep the melachot of Shabbat, you have lametet melachot. Ele debarim asher sova Hashem la'asot otam. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu also told them, ele debarim asher sova Hashem la'asot otam. We asked in the beginning, chaora, we didn't see Moshe Rabbeinu giving them that introduction before any mitzvah. But here, this mitzvah, you have to do procedure over here, how to be mitkaper by Avon Aigel. How are you going to be mitkaper by Avon Aigel? You have to do teshuvah, you need Yisurim to come on you to be mechaper. But instead of the Yisurim, if you're going to follow Ele Hadibarim, from here the Gemara learns the 39 melachot of Shabbat, if you are Shomer Shabbat Kil Chata, then even that you did Avon Aigel, it's mechaper. Afilo haya Obed Avodah Zara Kidor Enosh, Muhalim lo. Therefore, here Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a setup how to get away from the Yisurim. How? By keeping Shabbat. Ele debarim, asher sova Hashem la'asot otam. You keep this mitzvah of Shabbat, that's going to be your kapara. I was reading also here in the Hatam Sofer, Torat Moshe, he brings down here, after Parashat Kitsa by Parashat Parah, he brings down here in Torat Moshe, the fresh Zayin Amud Bet, אמרו חכמינו ז"ל, ראוי היה להקדים פרשת החודש לפרשת פרה. We were supposed to read פרשת החודש before פרשת פרה. But we do the opposite. This week we're going to read פרשת פרה, next week we're going to read פרשת החודש. But luckily it was supposed to be the opposite. Why? שהרי באחד בניסן הוקם המשכן, ובשני ליום שריפה הפרה. The first day, when was the חודש הזה לכם ראש חודשים? When was this parasha was said? This parasha was said in the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So, and the second day of Nisan, they burned Parah Adumah. They started to work in the Mishkan, they burned Parah Adumah. This means we support Chaurat makes more sense to read Parashat HaChodesh first, then Parashat Parah. Why we do the opposite? That's the Gemara Yerushalmi asked this question. And the Gemara answers, you know why? Elam penei shehi taharatan shel Israel. Parah Adumah is coming to purify Am Israel, therefore we want to purify ourselves before we get to the month of Nisan. Therefore, we read Parashat Parah before Parashat HaChodesh. Even though, according to the Tarikh HaMeora'ot, it happened after, but still we do it before the Panishah Taratan Shel Israel. He asked Yerachatam Sofer, he said, V'yesh lehakshot, ma'i ta'ma lo kdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Parah lehakamat HaMishkan. How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself? This is the Gemara Yerushalmi is asking how come we read Parashat HaChodesh after Parashat Parah. We were supposed to read Parashat Parah before Parashat HaChodesh. That's about reading the Parashiyot. I understand this, Peneshit Aratan Shel Israel. Now, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself in the Torah? How come we see Parashat Parah as all the way in Parashat Chukat in Sefer Bamidbar? And when was Hakamat Rosh Chodesh Nisan? When they start to work in the Mishkan? After Shabbat Yemei Milu'im, the eighth day, V'hi B'yom Shemini, Kara Moshe L'Aharon B'nai Zot Knei Yisrael, it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it was on Sunday, the first day of the month, first month. That was the first thing. No, but the Yerushalmi, B'Sheni Lo'on Srefa Parah. B'Sheni Lo'on Srefa Parah. So here the question is, V'yesh Le'akshot, Ma'i Tama Lo'akdim Kadosh Baruch Hu Parah Le'akamat HaMishkan? What are you going to tell me? To bring Parah Aduma, you need to have the Mishkan? So obviously you have to build the Mishkan first, you have to start to work in the Mishkan, then you bring Parah. But he said, no, not necessarily. Shehari gam b'shebaat yimei milu'im, haya petah ohel mo'ed. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was building the Mishkan every single day and taking it off, bringing it. The Gemara in Yerushalmi said a few times, how many times Moshe Rabbeinu, he put up the Mishkan, he put it down. He put it up, he put it down. Every morning he used to put it up, every night he used to put it down. The Samawal Hakam said, he used to put it up in the morning, put up again at night, said 14 pirukim, 13 amidot, whatever, they have many times used to put it up and down, the Mishkan. So there is Mishkan. So that means, don't tell me that how could the Torah write Parashat Parah before Parashat HaChodesh, before Parashat HaMishkan, Beneshi Taratan Shel Israel, if it's so important, Taratan Shel Israel, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu write it before. If you're going to question that idea, why? Because how are you going to bring Parah Adumah if there is no Mishkan? I said, no. But there is Mishkan. There is Mishkan even before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was prepared. So there is Mishkan. So the Pasuk said by Parashat Parah, said, El Petah Ohel Mo'ed. So there is Petah Ohel Mo'ed. There is everything. So no problem. It is possible to bring Parah Adumah before the first day that start to work in the Mishkan, before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself? He didn't tell us to do this. V'haya yachol lizrok neged petah ohel mo'ed. So how come? Umay ta'ama hiro HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad le'achar hakamat HaMishkan she'ay b'Rosh Chodesh Nisan? That's the question on the Torah now. Here gives here two answers. Yesh lomar b'shnei drachim, b'shnei ta'amim. Why? Because there is one opinion, there is one had man de amar, shlo met ehad mehem ela ad ahar metoninim. Im ken yesh lomar shlo rasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu leakdim asiyat para, kiilu hu makdim pur'anut. Ad ahar shemetu nadav abihu biyom Rosh Chodesh, az usrach hum yishar bel safan litahir, v'yad sofa atzir fata para. So there is man de amar that none of Am Israel died until v'yi am ki metoninim ra'bi uznei Hashem, later on. By Parashat Be'alotcha. V'ya'am ki mit'oninim. Until that time, none of Am Israel died. After Matan Torah, none of Am Israel died until V'ya'am ki mit'oninim. Until that mit'oninim, none of Am Israel died until over there. The pasuk said that they were dying. That in Parashat Be'alot Chal, the pasuk was saying that Am Israel died. But until then, none of them died. So if that's the case, how could the Kadosh Baruch Hu command Am Israel to bring Para Aduma before none of them died? Why? Because when they reached to Ma'amad Har Sinai, Ani Amarti Elohim Atem Ubni Elyon Kullechem. Am Israel, they reached Ma'ala of Malachim. Malachim, there is no mitah by Malachim. Only the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the beginning said, Habbaltim Ma'asechem, Achen Ki Adam Timutun. Because you sinned, therefore, Achen Ki Adam Timutun. But until then, there was no mitah. So how come Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell Am Israel, you have to bring Parah Adumah? We're going to ask Parah Adumah for what? To be mitahir tamayim, tamayimet. Who's tamayimet? There's no one dying. Ela what? As if you're prophesizing for something bad. That eventually you are going to sin and mitah is going to come back to the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to do this. So at first, it doesn't want to be a whole prophesize for something bad. Let's now bring down for the Mishkan. First day of the Mishkan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What happened Rosh Chodesh Nisan? The two sons of Aharon and Kohen, they died. Two sons of Aaron died. Now there are people who are tameim for them. How are they going to be purified? Therefore, second day of Chodesh Nisan, Parah Adumah. But Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to say Parashat Parah Adumah before Chodesh Nisan because he doesn't want to prophesy of something bad. That's according to one Hakam. Ulman de Amar she'otan tameim nefesh Adam tameim mit mitzvah hayu, that there are people who died even before them at Onanim. Yesh lomar. You know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he delayed Parashat Parah until after Rosh Chodesh Nisan? You know why? In Ra'ali, Kedesh lo yomru ta'am Parah, hu ba lechaper al ma'aseh ha'egel. V'Yisrael lo zachu lehashra'at shekhinah b'mishkan, ela ad ahar asiyat Parah. V'chol ma'aseh melechet ha'mishkan, lo o'il lahem b'li Parah Adumah. על כן, הקדים הקדוש ברוך הוא השראת שכינתו ביום ראש חודש ניסן, אז ויאר כל העם ויארונו ויפלו על פניהם. What is he saying here? He's saying, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to command Am Israel to bring Parah Adumah before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because she taratan she Israel, like we said, then people might say that you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he agreed at the end to bring his Shekhinah to Am Israel. Really, Am Israel, they're all tameim. They do not deserve the Shekhinah to be with them. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he needed to bring Parah Adumah to cleanse them, to make them all tehorim, then to come to them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not going to sound good for Am Israel. What the Mota Alam going to talk about Am Israel? Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no. My Shekhinah, I'm going to bring it to you, Am Israel. No connection whatsoever with Parah Adumah. Because Israel, they're all Kedoshim. Who sinned by Avon Aigel? Arab Rab, they are the one that started. And a few from Am Israel, they sinned. And the only 3,000 people, they are the ones who sinned. Therefore, Am Israel, they are worthy enough that I'm going to rest my Shekhinah on them, even before them bringing Parah Adumah. They do not need Parah Adumah in order for my Shekhinah to rest on them. It could happen also before. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no. First, I want to rest my Shekhinah. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Vayar kol ha'am v'yaronu v'yipilu al peneim, the sur Shekhinah on Mishkan that they build, therefore they saw the Shekhinah with them. After that, now eventually I'm going to tell you about Parah Adumah. You're going to need it because the mitat happened before, anyways. But he doesn't want to teach them about Parah Adumah before, so you shouldn't have kibyachol lazut panim al Am Israel. Let's hear what he tells us here. Hatam Sofer. So that's the anan that we have in this week's parasha. We have the anan of Parah Adumah. Parah Adumah is going to be mechaper on Am Israel, but as we said from Zohar HaKadosh, he said only the Arab Rab, they are the ones who sent by the Aigel, and a few from Am Israel. You might ask, if the only few from Am Israel, they sent by Avon Aigel, how come there was decree? Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Heref meni b'esh midem v'mchet shemam. Kibyachol, he wants to destroy Am Israel. If only 3,000 sinned, only a few of them sinned. Then the Ramban, he asked that question in Parashat Kitsa, and he said we must say that even though that only few of Am Israel they really sinned by Avon Aigel, but the majority of Am Israel they believed somehow in the Aigel in their heart. They were sort of happy by doing the Avon Aigel. That's what the Ramban explained. But the simple understanding is Ora Kadosh telling us. He said by Parashat Teruman Tisavei it was before Avon Aigel. Therefore, Me'et Kol Ish Asher Deben Lebo, from every person, including the Arab Rab. Here after Avon Aigel, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I don't want the Arab Rab anymore. Kehom etechem b'nei Israel. You are tzaddikim, you are kesherim, you are worthy enough to bring Hashra'at Shekhinah on you even before Parah Adumah. Even though Parah Adumah is Taratan Shel Israel, it makes more sense that Hashem should command them to bring Parah Adumah before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But Hashem, He did it purposely. He delayed Parah Adumah to teach Ummat HaOlam, to teach everyone, Am Israel, they are kulam kedoshim, kulam tzaddikim, they are worthy even before Parah Adumah. That's Anyan over here. That's a Parah Adumah that we have this week. Be'ezrat Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should be ma'arei alein ruach min ha-shamayim. Be'ezrat Hashem, should all be teorim to serve Him more and more. La'avodah Yitbarach. Amen ve'amen. Rabbi Hananel Melech Shem Omer, Rasa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zod Kusra, Lefich.